Hey everyone, welcome. It's already cancelled. Keen Yaz of Nisha. Make sure you're liking, subscribing and sharing. We come to you weekly on Tuesdays and it's so happy to do this. On today's show, a few things we've got to cover. There's some big news about Logan Paul and his baby. He's had this baby, but a lot of people are...
He's had the baby.
No, he hasn't had the baby, but they've just announced the pregnancy announcement, him and Nina, I believe. But anyway, there's a lot of like... just terrible comments going around.
Okay.
And I don't like what I'm seeing. And I thought, we should just have a little convo about it.
We hear from our pen pal. Finally, okay, we start that up. We put up on the Cancel Squad in broadcast channel.
Logan Paul's our pen pal.
No, not yet.
I shouldn't have said Logan Paul. Just go straight to pen pal. We have a pen pal.
Yeah,
we
moved on. It's not Logan Paul. I was going to say, well done, guys. That's a big achievement.
So yes, we started that. Someone from South Africa, mind you, is voted by the people. Apparently, he can heal people by using chi. C-H-I, chi. Have you heard of chi before?
Oh, yeah. It's
the energy of all. It's like the energy of the ether, apparently.
Oh, that's amazing.
So we'll find out from him. He's written to us. And we're going to do Am I the Only One? It's a little segment about, if you feel like you're the only person at experiencing things.
Or that does something?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's right. So we'll be covering all that. So that's all coming up here on Already Cancelled. Yes, we do this from Hill's Podcast Studio.
Already cancelled. Already cancelled. Already
cancelled. Without further ado, let's get straight to Logan Paul and this baby announcement. Nisha, you got this.
Yeah, so okay, basically I was just scrolling through my feed as I do and I saw an announcement come up. Logan Paul, another Paul is coming this fall, apparently.
Oh, nice. That's a cool little promotion.
Is that what he captioned it?
No, this was a... Complex, I believe. Oh. So that's where I saw it on. And there was a lot of comments on this post, a lot of likes, a lot of engagement. And I was like, oh my God, like this is exciting. And his partner is Nina. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name correct. Agdal,
yeah, I think so.
But Nina and himself are expecting their first child together. So anyway.
Are they married or something? Or no, they're just...
I think they are married.
Did they get married?
I believe they are.
Engaged? Oh, she's a Danish model.
Or are they engaged?
He proposed to her. I don't know if they're married yet.
I thought they were married.
32 years old. She's from Denmark. She stands 1.76 meters tall. It's 5'9.5", just so everyone knows.
Thanks for that. Good little...
Yeah, she's... No, they're dating, not married. Oh, they're engaged.
He got engaged.
And he was like bawling his eyes out when he was proposing. You guys haven't
no
seen
way.
The video?
Really? I didn't actually see it.
Yeah, he proposed to her and he was like, I've been waiting for a girl like you my whole life.
That's so nice.
Yeah, he could have found someone better. It's like,
what?
Yeah.
But she's got a bit of a history, doesn't she?
She's got a massive history.
Okay, so
I've heard about this history.
Okay, hold on. Let me just pause for a second. Before we get into this history, I want to talk about the comments first because this is directly linked to so-called history that, well, not so-called, apparently it is what it is, but it put such a distasteful, I was going to say distasteful taste in my mouth, but that doesn't make sense. But it left me with a bad sense of the world because this is honestly what happens on social media. I get it. People put themselves out there. People have an opinion. I get that. Everyone should have an opinion. But sometimes it's just so mean. Like the comments that were left on there were, congrats, who's the father?
Okay, I get it. It's taking the piss. Have a laugh. Relax.
No, but it's not just one. It's like I'm talking, there's a lot. Like, bro's a group
all
project.
Right. Why are they saying these comments? She's got a history. Yeah. So that's why they're saying the comments. What is this history? Yaz, you'd know it more than anyone else.
Why? Why would I know more than anyone else?
You pay attention to these supermodels like that.
Yeah, it's true. Before we get into that, there's just one thing I want to mention, which is so true. There's a comment here that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
And it says, there's no way this is real. Why on earth would the ultrasound pictures show a baby that looks 9 months old when they're claiming she just got pregnant?
Where's the ultrasound pictures?
So if you go on Instagram, Logan Paul's page, he's got the photo up there. This just shows you how fake content creators are.
No, but hold on.
That is a 9-month-old child, bro.
Yeah, but you don't know if this is, so you do realize when someone I guess this is because what doctors tell you.
It's definitely big.
What doctors tell you is that you should make your pregnancy announcement when you're around like 3 months old.
Oh no, of course.
Right? But some people might have waited till,
But look at her. That does not look like she's anywhere.
That's so no, but.
But I don't.
No,
I,
but the womb is small. The womb. It's just because the womb would be.
Bro, that's a developed child.
The womb
child.
Would be there.
That's a developed child. In
that maybe could be 4 months, 5 months.
No, that's. Okay, yeah, wait. Kids. They said pour this fall. When is fall in the US? When is fall in the?
Yeah, but you don't.
Here we go.
No, but look at this. 5 month.
Yeah, it's about five 4 months. Month. 4 month. 4 month. 5 month.
Okay, I'm not educated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got to think they're about that big.
Yeah,
like they'll be about that big.
Fully formed, that big?
Yeah, they start to form fully about that big. Yeah,
yeah.
And then they just go.
And they go really rapidly as well. Like
in the last,
it's amazing how much like a baby looks like when they're like, you know, like 8 weeks to like even just 12 weeks.
Yeah,
the development is like amazing. It's amazing. But anyway, what I dislike about it is like, you know, and this is not unusual for the internet. People always leave nasty comments and I hate that, but like, such is life, right?
Yeah.
People leave good comments, nasty comments, whatever. But it's like, gosh, this is such a beautiful announcement. Someone's having a child and all they can focus on is like, oh yeah, you know what? You're probably not even the father.
Her past.
Yeah, her past. And I'm like, let the girl live. Like, yeah, okay, she's made her decisions in life. She's been open about it. But now that she's found love and they're really happy, they're having a child together. Like, all of this stuff contributes to such a terrible place, and especially the kid when that kid grows older.
Yeah,
like all they're gonna get is these kind of comments. It's just it's
probably will. It's probably live with her for a very very long time, and unfortunately, that's what happens when you're in the public eye.
Yeah, and I get that. I get that when you're in the public eye, you get, you technically know, and it's kind of unfortunate and sad to even say this, but you know what you sign up for in a sense that you put yourself in the public eye, people are going to say stuff, good and bad.
Yeah,
you
but
know
you gotta,
that.
Yeah, of course. But the way that she put herself in the public eye is also quite questionable. Like mm-hmm. she was very proud of her, what's the word I'm looking for? Like her being promiscuous, mm-hmm. right? Extremely promiscuous. And she was putting it up on this on her story. But even things that were so unsolicited and unneeded to be put up, she'd put up.
Yeah.
Like you think she was an OnlyFans girl trying to promote her porn. That's right. Actually what you think that she was doing
right,
for a lot
right.
of stuff she used to post in the past. Now, look, she was well known before, obviously, dating Logan Paul. But what happened was she kind of got this world fame, like really began to have this A-list presence in the world when Logan was fighting Dylan Danis.
Oh, I remember that. And they were going back and forth.
They were going
and
back
forth,
and forth.
Yeah.
And obviously what Dylan was doing is pretty much just bad-mouthing his fiance nonstop.
Yeah.
He started letting the world know about her past more than anyone else ever
right,
did.
Right,
right.
Didn't he like send
did
him
he win
a
the fight?
Assist
Who
as
won
well?
The fight?
Bro, I don't even remember. I think Logan won it. I think. I'm pretty sure. We probably should know. Someone Google search away. Can someone do it while I read this?
Who did he fight?
Dylan Danis.
Didn't Logan send him a cease and desist as well?
Yeah, to stop asking him to stop talking about his fiance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, dude, it would suck. Like,
of
I get
course.
It. People find love. People don't care about people's past. No one really gives a shit.
Yeah.
But when it's rubbed in your face constantly, that could put you in a really dark place.
Especially if
no,
you don't
that's
have
what I'm
the,
saying.
If you yeah. have like you know retroactive jealousy and things like that.
If you don't know what retroactive jealousy is, it's a real thing.
Yes, you've had experience with
it,
so you know what it's
yeah.
like. I mean, when especially when you're knowing that this girl was with what's his name again? Leonardo. Wasn't he?
That's one of the people that
like she was with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, but that's only one name of a list of A-listers that she's been with.
And that's not the point we're getting at here.
Yeah.
It's the fact that imagine knowing that your partner was with all these other men that were like well known, and then having
you
that rubbed in your face. That would have been hard for him to
100%.
Try and just you know zone it out.
And some people out there have intrusive thoughts about you know people's past relationship. This is what I mean in a relationship, and I say this from the get-go. I don't want to know about your past because it can affect certain things. Not saying that I care about someone's past, but it's just you don't need to know. It's you weren't there. You wasn't part of your life back then. You've met someone now. I don't care about your past. As long as I'm your last, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, but if the partner feels like they need to tell you, then they have every right to tell you. Like if I had something happen in my past and it was something that I feel like I need you to know about.
Well, yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah.
If it's a need to know thing, completely different. Different. But like, for example, I'm talking to someone now, you know, and the topic of past relationships came up and I'm like, look, between you and me, you can ask me whatever you want. I'm happy to tell you, but I don't want to know shit about your past.
Right. So this person you're talking to now.
Yeah.
Like related to you at all?
In what way?
Like cousin or anything? Second cousin, third cousin, or anything like that?
Well, I don't even know why.
Oh, well, just because you've had a history of that.
No, I have not had a history of that.
Such a bullshit artist.
I wouldn't call it history. I was talking to someone with the same surname as me. But
oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry, my mistake.
She also had my mum's name. Oh, no, my sister's name, which is really weird.
That is really weird.
Also, I looked like my sister, but we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there. There's a reason why we stopped talking. Not because she's actually my cousin. That's not the reason. Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, I think the whole point to it is like people tend to hold people to their past and it's... And especially when you're a public figure, like, yeah, people having so much fun just going, oh, but she did this and she did that. But the thing, the reality is people change as well. Like she's, you know, that's what people are trying to hold it back to, like who she was, you know, even 2 years ago or, you know, however long.
There's this one video, and I'm sorry, if I'm going to be honest with you. If I met a girl, fell in love with her, you know, don't care about your past, whatever, don't want to know anything about it. And then all of a sudden this video resurfaces of something that you put up on your Instagram.
Right.
Which is, by the way, this is exactly what what's her name did, Nina.
Yeah.
Is that her name, Nina?
Yeah, Nina.
This is exactly what Nina did.
Well, a video resurfaced of her.
Yeah.
Doing what?
I think it was Dennis that actually posted this up on his Twitter.
Dylan went in.
Yeah, oh bro, he went hard. So he reposted it and it was her in bed and she was like, oh, bro, I'm sorry, but if I saw my missus do this in the past,
right,
whether I was there or not, I'm out. Okay. I don't want to be with someone like that. She posted a video of her in bed at like midnight and she's like, oh my God, I don't know what it is right now, but like I need a fat sausage inside me. Like that's the shit she was posting. She's like, I don't care whose sausage it is. I just want a big fucking sausage in me. And it's like, bro.
And posting that. And posting find a feel it. Like that.
But do you know what I mean?
To advertise that to the world is a little bit.
No, so, look, I understand where you're coming from. And yes, that is.
It's questionable. That's,
yeah, 100%.
It's her choice.
100%. But what I will say is like, as I said, it's been however many years have passed. She's put certain type of content out there that, as you said, is questionable. But she might have turned a whole new leaf, right? And as you said, Keen, it's still hard, like for someone like Logan and Nina, who like and Logan has had a very questionable, like, you know, things that he has done as well throughout the years of YouTube and whatnot.
Yeah.
But like to be constantly reminded of someone who you were. Especially if, and I don't know if they've changed or not. Look, I can't say, right? I don't know them, but
well,
I'm saying like
well,
if
don't
you
think
have
she's changed. I just think she's engaged now. So there's a bit of respect level there.
But you don't,
if she was to break up with Logan, I think she'd go straight back to her old ways.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
You can only go off history, right?
Right.
That's all you can do. We don't know the future. We just know the past and we know right now.
But like, okay, so for example, I remember watching just recently this video of an OnlyFans chick who talks about her OnlyFans career and she was making a lot of money. Yeah. Like she was very successful in the top percent and it and her personally it made her miserable, right?
Yeah.
And so she one day, you know, decided to take a new journey. I mean, it was a bit of a process, but she ended up finding God and she ended up finding a whole new life. And now she's married and settled down and she's couldn't be happier than ever, just changing her whole lifestyle. And that was good for her. But of course, people still hold her to her past. However, she's like, that's not who I want to be or who I am anymore.
Yeah.
Right? And that happens to a lot of people, but it's such a shitty thing because I think when it comes to the internet, especially like internet culture, digital culture, this whole new world, and I get it, like you said, people are in the public, so people have their opinions, but you know, they're human too and people change. And so I think people should just be mindful of that because you never know where they are in their life or in their trajectory and they actually might be in a better place. But you could imagine how when you have this echo chamber of people saying, no, but you are this person, you are this person, you're this person, it can take a big toll on certain people.
No, yeah. I agree with that.
The majority of people are happy for them though.
Have you seen the complex comments?
Yeah, but have you seen his own personal?
Yeah, on Complex.
His own personal, like the majority of people are happy for him.
Yeah, his own personal majority of his fans are following him anyway. Do you guys, just for you know, food for thought, do you guys want just a list of her ex-partners?
Yes, please.
These are partners, people she's actually dated. Right. We'll start at 2012. Joe Jonas was one. Adam Levine.
Oh, Adam Levine.
She dated Adam Levine. Broke up with Adam Levine that exact same year. She went and dated Max George. Who the hell is Max George? Anyone?
I have no idea.
Anyone? Doesn't even look familiar. Apologies if you're a fan of Max George. Then she broke up with Max George and dated Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh.
Now we know DiCaprio. He doesn't date anyone over the age of
25.
25. That's
so that was quickly taken care of.
Yeah. So that was in 2016. So then she went and dated a gentleman called Jack Brinkley Cook. Don't know who that is. I feel like I'm very disconnected from pop culture at the moment. that was in 2017. So she's got a new boyfriend every year is what it looks like.
That's all right.
And then, yeah, Logan Paul.
Okay.
They met in 2022, so it was
quick. I thought the list was going to be longer than that, to be honest.
It probably is, but when you have names like Max George, I guess you don't even know who they are.
Yeah, but if you're around those people, you go to the same parties. You
right,
know,
you're
you,
in
you,
that.
You end up dating the same people.
You're in that community, I guess, of, yeah. of people. So you just.
How would I feel if my ex dated Leonardo?
You would have You'd such a problem with it.
I don't think I would.
You don't think so?
I don't think I would.
A lot of people, don't a lot of guys like get, oh yeah, like, I've leveled up, like they'd have that I've leveled up sort of situation. If their ex was like dating someone, whatever, successful, famous.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there'd be that kind of pressure though?
Would you prefer your current girlfriend dated a famous person that's successful or a non-famous person that's successful?
I don't think it really matters.
There's a big difference though.
I'd need to be,
everyone knows she dated Leo, but no one knows she dated some other, hundred millionaire.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's
true.
How, what's his name? He's that comedian who dated Ariana Grande.
The Jewish guy.
What's his name?
I literally went blank. Completely went blank.
Wait.
I don't know how I've gone
this
blank.
This is so embarrassing.
Pete Davidson. That's it.
Wow, guys, we are bad.
I know.
Pete Davidson.
I just went completely blank. But
Pete Davidson's a whole nother topic.
No, but what I'm saying is like it would be like so – obviously, he's had a very successful career and it's incredible. But
and
like,
also a very successful dating career.
Yeah, but yeah.
How?
Yeah, but the comments where like people would date, for example, Ariana Grande, like she's, who she's dated and then they go, oh my God, now she's dating Pete Davidson. And people will just leave the most nastiest things. Like Selena Gomez's partner, right? She's dating Benny Blanco, right?
Oh, is she?
One of the top like producers, incredible career. And the comments are just nasty. Like,
because he looks like a frog. Is that why?
Well, people are just leaving terrible comments, and it's so unnecessary.
He seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah, he does, and he's funny. And
didn't
like,
we interview him? Or was that just me?
Benny Blanco.
He's so talented.
I've never chatted with Benny Blanco.
Are you never?
No.
Oh, okay.
Must have just been me. Weird flex, but all
right. I thought you were there with me. We had a lot of fun.
Bro, Pete Davidson, man, he's dated some hotties and some.
Yeah.
God, Ariana Grande, Kim Kardashian. What's that model's name?
I still think Kim Kardashian was a PR stunt. I don't believe it for a second.
Well, straight after Kanye.
Yeah, there's something.
The rebound was Pete. That's a bit weird.
I don't know. There's something doesn't add up there. But anyway.
Well, good on to Logan and that. Congrats. Yeah. Hopefully the baby's healthy and safe and everything goes well.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
And think before you comment.
I'm sorry, guys. Just back to Pete Davidson real quick. Mm. What is it about him? Nishi, you're a chick. Please explain it to me.
You know what?
You actually look a little bit like him.
I do not look like Pete Davidson. Hold on for a second.
No.
I do not look
he
like
He just
Pete
looks
Davidson.
Like a Jewish version of you.
Is he Jew?
Yeah.
Davidson, yeah, he would be. That's quite a Jewish life.
He looks like a Jewish version of Yaz.
No, he does not.
Holy shit, he does.
Maybe if I had your teeth, Kian, I'd look like him. He's got some big ass teeth.
That's so mean.
What nationality is he?
You can't even
pick it. He could be black. He could be white. He could be Asian. He could be an islander. He could be anything.
He could be Jordanian.
Don't think so. All right,
you guys want to hear from the pen pal?
Yeah, let's go to the next thing.
Thank God.
Kian just turned off for a bit.
I switched off a long time ago. Have you noticed?
I feel like Kian has chosen violence today. He seems very angry.
Coming from
today.
The person that literally gave me death threats before we started.
Wait, what? You gave me death threats.
Twice you said, I feel like killing you.
No, I did not say that.
You said, I want to murder you. I said, are you thinking about doing it? And you said, no, I just want to make you dead. That's what she said.
She said, I just want to make you dead. Okay. No, I didn't.
Is there any merit?
Oh my gosh.
Stop, Kian.
Is he praying?
He's pointing at you too, just in case God can't see who's talking about. He's pointing at you.
Oh my gosh. That is such a lie.
No, it's not a lie.
Did you threaten his life, yes or no?
Did you, yes or no, Nishi? Did you say, I want to kill you?
No.
Did you say, I want to murder you?
No. This is. Are you joking? Is this a joke?
I wasn't here. I don't know.
She is lying.
She's a great actress.
You said that, Nishi.
Actually, what you said it twice.
I was praying for you, and then you said you wanted to kill me.
No, I didn't.
Avnisha's acting skills are great. I'm not saying you're acting right now, but I just don't know if you're telling the truth or not because of how good of an actor you are.
Have I ever said to any of you, okay, clearly to Keenan, apparently I have. Have I ever said to you, yes, I want to kill you? That's...
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't think
you my
don't,
gosh.
I don't know. I don't think you have it. If you had, I would have taken
oh
it.
Oh my gosh.
I would have taken it as a joke. I wouldn't have taken it seriously. So I don't know. If
I okay. took it as a joke until well. She started saying, I choose violence.
No, right. That's a classic, like, hey, have you not heard people go, oh, he woke up and chose violence today? Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
a
yeah,
thing that we say in-
How does me just not saying something mean I'm choosing violence?
Okay, you've taken it very seriously. I just-
You're the one that said you wanted to murder me twice. Twice.
Okay.
She seems really distraught by this.
Because she did, she knows that she's overacting.
I'm going to stay out of this.
I did not say that. That's-
All right, Kian, before we continue- hell? Before we continue to the pen pal, Avnisha seems very distraught over this. Can we just tell the truth? Like for yeah, your
okay.
own truth.
All right, I'll honestly, tell the truth. Oh, honestly. A truth? I've put my hands together.
But he's a man of God now.
To say God is with me.
God, oh.
All right, God is with me as I say this. She said to me,
wow.
I want to murder you. She said it, Yaz.
This is a joke. This has to be
twice.
A joke.
Avnisha, he put it on the name of God. Like that's pretty. That's
yeah, but.
That's pretty slow.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you better not be lying because I never said that to you. Like,
I better not be lying. I better not be lying.
Yeah, you better not be because it's ridiculous.
That is a weird thing to say though.
Actually,
you better not be lying.
Yeah, that is actually a bit weird. And I never said it, but okay.
I'm checking my pulse for a second. Guys, to see if she maybe poisoned me or something.
Guys, is this show falling apart? Do I need to find a day job?
I still think you should find a day job.
I don't think anything's falling. I don't think anything's falling apart, but there's a quick change of direction there.
No, because I
Let's
believe.
Let's move on because I want right to bring now. All this. I want to bring this concept up. It will come up in about 5 minutes. We're just going to get to our pen pal because we've been waiting on this. It's been a couple of weeks. We spoke to the council, the council squad, and we selected three people to be voted because she's drinking her water because she can't say anything else.
I don't know what's going on. Just
All right. We spoke to them. We put a vote out. Who do you want to hear from in our pen pal segment? They have selected a guy called Ashraf. Right? Ashraf is probably how you
say it. Is it one name? Ashraf or
yeah,
is it
A-S-H-R-A-F. Now, Ashraf is from South Africa.
Yeah.
Lives in Cape Town.
How's it?
Yes. He grew up in a little suburb called Montana, which originally was used to be a dairy farm until it was converted for housing.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his team, for work-wise, he's responsible for incident management for South Africa's largest cellular. Thank you. Network. Which supports applications that use to monitor the GSM network, whatever that is in a nutshell, he says. But here's the interesting thing about him. He claims that he can heal people's ailments or injuries or anything like that using chi.
What is chi?
Now, chi, from my understanding, is universal, is energy. Is energy that's all around us.
How do you spell chi?
C-H-I. He channels it and
that's
then
chai.
He... it's pronounced
chi. Right?
Chi. Try whatever you want to say, however you want to say. Then people voted for him to be the person we hear from. So we're going to start this pen pal segment off.
I think it's QI. That's how you spell it.
No, sorry. Chi. It's actually it's called chi energy. You have to write the word energy after it.
Yes. So chi energy. And yes, he claims. So let's read what he's written as a first entry and we're going to reply back together as a team. Going back to how I discovered the skill was my early 20s when my girlfriend at the time suffered from headaches and placed my hand on her head and asked me to take it away. Well, I didn't think anything of it and just obliged being a good boyfriend. Then minutes later, she would feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Me thinking it's just a placebo effect, I dwelled a little bit deeper into this. And when it came to the pains, I would end up extracting the pain from her and her friends. What happens is that the pain gets drawn from the person into me. But it doesn't remain long with me as it goes away. I don't know how. Anyway, I've done it multiple times and one person's girlfriend thought I was doing witchcraft because her pain went away completely. She was a bit nervous around me after that. I actually haven't practiced this in a long time, like over 10 years. I'm divorced 10 years. Divorce just put a bummer on my outlook of life. He has a 13-year-old son that has been with him since day one. So yes, that's where his current situation is. 10 years ago, he found out he can do chi
wow.
and heal people.
Interesting.
So
Unfortunately, I will not be able to believe this, Mr. Pen Pal friend, until you do it on me. That's the truth. I'm sorry.
Well, that's true. Yaz has your back problems.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he can heal that.
Well, you have to touch him, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
He's from South Africa?
You'd have to fly out.
I'm happy to fly him out. Okay, wait.
I'm going to rephrase that.
I'm happy to accommodate him when he arrives.
I'm happy to fly him out mentally.
I'm happy to sit in this room and let him touch your head until he gets rid of it.
Hmm.
You would accept that?
Would he have to touch my head or my back?
Well, where's your pain? Your back pain.
Back.
Well, it's called back pain.
Oh, I missed that. So you got back pain.
You know what it is from the neck down though, so. Oh God, my neck's bad.
Okay, so what about we suggest that he gives us, is there any type of proof in this?
Oh, yeah, like a video of him healing someone. That'd be pretty cool. Can he send us a video of him healing someone, like from his community or
friend? Can be very staged though, can't it?
Well, I still want to see that video even if it's staged.
It's a good first step.
How about someone around him like does like a really bad, has a really bad accident and then he tries to heal it?
So like I want to see the bone sticking out of your leg.
Yeah, and then you heal it back together.
I don't think they can do that, can they?
It seems like you need a lot of chi energy.
Yeah. Can one man have such chi energy?
Jesus can.
Oh, yeah, but like I'm saying like
now.
Today. Like now, like just everyday human kind of thing.
I don't know how I feel about this. I don't.
No.
Well, I don't know what to say back to him.
No, just say, send us a video of you like showing your chi energy and healing someone or like in some sort of way. Like that'd be cool.
I also don't know how I feel about calling him a pen pal when we're like emailing back and forth.
Yeah, but it's new digital era. It's really, it's an email pal.
Type pal. There you go. Type pal.
A type pal.
Yeah, type pal.
Send, Anisha wants to know if you can send us
email pal. Sounds better.
Video. Yeah, email pal sounds better, yeah.
Send us a video of you performing your chi energy practices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say back?
Hope you're well.
Hope you're well.
Well, he would be, wouldn't he? He can heal himself whenever he wants.
Hope you're well.
Is that what it would be like if you're like...
I have a headache. And then you just put your hands to your own head.
Can you heal yourself?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, ask him questions. Let's ask him questions.
Can you heal yourself?
Sorry, you probably should have started with asking.
Using chi energy.
Can you heal yourself? Can you feel the chi energy?
How does one know when they feel the chi energy running through them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How about this? How does the other person feel when you are healing them?
Can you give us any insight to how your patients feel at the time?
Of the healing.
Can I just say I'm very proud of Kian for not using ChatGPT for this?
Yes.
Very proud of that.
Oh, I'm going to copy and paste it, put it in ChatGPT.
Are you actually?
No.
Oh, good, don't.
Oh, that's good. This is real, yeah.
I feel like someone like him with all these powers and stuff.
Any other questions?
Will know that it's ChatGPT.
I think the name DigiPal sounds cooler.
DigiPal.
Yeah, DigiPal.
Kind of like Digimon, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
The ripoff of Pokemon.
It does a little bit, but I think that's why it has a ring to it. DigiPal.
We have a few questions. I'm just going back to the top.
Yep.
For you.
Okay, great.
Sorry to
What's
hear.
What's his name?
Sorry to hear it. Firstly, sorry to hear about the divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't hear that, heal that, though, could you?
About the divorce.
I literally knew you were going to say that.
Sucks Chi couldn't help you there.
Yeah. I would say that.
No, that's sad.
It's the truth. It's
necessary to necessary.
And then I'll ask him also... if you had a choice, would you replace your healing powers to have your wife back?
Oh my God,
that's
do
a
not
brilliant
write,
question.
No,
if
don't
you
write
had
that.
A choice.
I want to see how important.
That's mean.
Listen,
how is that mean?
Just that's saying, depending on his answer,
if you had a choice, might get would his wife you back. Rather
it's
have.
Not a movie.
Would you rather have your chi energy?
If you had the choice, I think I'll start with that. If you had
powers,
the choice.
Yeah. Oh, no. Would you give up your chi energy healing powers?
To have your wife back. Okay, now hearing it back a couple of times, it does sound...
We'll hear it back. To have your wife back. That sounds really bad.
It sounds really bad.
Does he have clientele? Like, do people...
Well, he hasn't done it in 10 years, he says. So.
Why? Why would you have such a healing...
Since his divorce.
Oh, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
But why? Why wouldn't he do it since his divorce? I didn't get it.
Maybe he lost because he says it was a bummer, so he lost his, like, you know.
I think she would have got the powers in the divorce settlement. That's what would have happened.
Or at least half of it.
Half of it, yeah.
All right, here we go. So this is what we have. This is what we have. So this is what we have so far. Hi, Ashraf. Firstly, sorry to hear about the divorce, comma, sucks. Cheat energy, couldn't help you there.
You guys can't. Take my name off this, please. I don't want to be associated with this email.
If you had a choice, would you rather? I reckon we get rid of the would you rather question.
Yeah, get rid of that because you already said sucks that cheat energy, couldn't help you there.
Yeah. We have a few other questions.
Evnisha's got a disgusted look on her face.
I do.
Here for you. Evnisha wants to know if you can send us a video of you performing your cheat energy practices.
That'd be cool.
Hope you're well. I know.
Maybe put that at the top. Yeah, you got to realize, guys, placement of the, you know, the structure of the.
Wouldn't have to worry about structure if there wasn't anything weird.
I think we're going to lock it off here. Hey, Ashraf, hope you're well. Firstly, sorry to hear about the divorce. Sucks. Cheat energy couldn't help you there. Mm-hmm. We have a few other questions here for you. Evnisha wants to know if you can send us a video of you healing, of you performing your chi energy practices. Would you consider practicing again?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So again, if so, Evnisha, blah, blah, blah. Can you heal yourself during using chi energy? How does one know when they feel the chi energy running through them? Yep. And can you give us any insight to how your patients felt at the time of the healing?
Yeah.
Yours truly, KYA.
Amazing. Love it. Send.
And that's sent off. Cool.
Cool.
We'll wait a response from Ashraf.
Amazing.
Moving on, I just want to address the Indian in the room. I mean, elephant in the room.
I don't know why.
Indian? Elephant?
I found that really funny.
Thank you, Yaz.
God, I don't know why.
I've thought about that one before. I thought I'd save it. Am I the only one that has a friend that thinks that they one-up you all the time? A friend that consistently tries to one-up you all the time. I feel like I am the only one.
I'm so
and
glad
it comes from Evnisha.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I know you're talking about Evnisha here.
There's been several incidents.
Well, you are the Indian in the room, aren't you?
No. As in, like,
there's been
why
several,
is it me?
Several incidents in which Evnisha has, unbeknownst, whatever that word is, to her knowledge, one-upped me in conversation, and I feel like it's time to address it.
Okay, now I know I usually don't listen when people talk. I zone out a lot, so I actually don't. I can't recall any time she's done this, but I'd love to hear the evidence.
Okay, well, this is what happened. You went out, which is unfortunate because I would have loved for you to have been here for the actual occurrence. Yeah. And this is, remember, I was mentioned about how she said she wanted to murder me. Yeah, that happened.
You were quite upset when I came back in. I didn't know what was going on. So, yeah.
Well, I mentioned that I had holy water at home in a little container.
Yes, love it.
All right,
where'd you get it from?
From a church.
Okay.
Okay. Then Evnisha proceeded to say she has holy water at her house from Portugal.
Okay.
Whenever I bring up my follow account, I've got a couple more followers, I'm at 5,000, whatever. Evnisha likes to bring up her millions of TikTok followers.
When have I done that, Yaz? I've never done that.
Evnisha brags about her camera angles. She doesn't accept any of my mints because apparently her breath is better than mine. She never even, and this is another thing to add to the thing as well. Her prima donna aura about setting up the cameras.
But it's just some offensive shit. I'm not going to lie. This is pretty deep.
So she never sets the cameras up. It's always me or you setting it up, Yaz.
That I agree with.
Yeah, but I'm in the middle.
And she consistently brags about her background in this studio. So
when have I done
in all of this happening?
Oh my god!
I you know, bring it to her attention that the holy water thing, and I prayed for her.
I can top.
I prayed for her.
I can top you guys with the holy water.
I prayed for her.
I will later though.
And then she proceeded to give me death threats.
You prayed for her.
I prayed for her.
This is what he did. He started going. and then points at you.
Why do you point when you're praying?
And you know what, you know what he said to me? Yes, if we're going to be very honest here, because I've never done any of those things besides the holy water, which I mentioned I had some too from Portugal, but it wasn't to one up you. That was the only truth in that list.
Just saying, I've got holy water from the River Jordan where Jesus was baptized in. But anyways, continue, guys.
That's okay.
Holy water's holy water.
Anyway, this is what he was saying. He was like, oh, I started this thing where like I pray and then I'll like pray for you. And then he goes, and I do it to my wife all the time. And she gets so annoyed by it because Whoa. He does it in a way to like to annoy you essentially.
Ian, you cannot use prayer to annoy people.
I do it to annoy. It to annoy. But it becomes funny, their reaction. I don't do it to annoy. Genuinely sitting here talking to God, praying for the well-being of a friend or praying for a situation and pointing to who it is that I want to pray
Why
for.
Why do you point?
Just because I want to direct the energy.
Do you think all-knowing God doesn't know who you're talking about?
But it's just, hey, listen, I can practice how I want to practice. I don't tell other people
Yeah,
to.
But he points at you and then he looks at you like this. He goes,
And I point just so they know that I've prayed for them. All right, instead of having to say it, they know that I prayed
Why
for them.
Why do they need to know though?
But that's just the situation. It's become a thing.
You pray for people in silence. You don't need to. You can say it out loud. They don't need to know about it.
That's okay. I understand that. That's a thing as well. I get that.
Also,
when I'm practicing something that I like, and what I like is to pray and point.
Okay. Well, you got to realize that when they talk about, you know, praying and anointing in church, it's not anointing. It's anointing. Pray and anoint.
Well, that's attempting. If Nishi finds it annoying, not anointing, then that's her problem, not mine.
But you don't point at people.
But then why do you look at people that way when you do it? You go.
This is what I do. I don't look at you.
Pray for me.
I don't look at you.
Genuinely pray for me.
I don't look at you. Don't look at you. That's it.
He doesn't do that. Outside, you
would. No, I don't do that. Okay, I do it like that, but that's because I generally want her to know. But it doesn't warrant her saying she wants to murder me, though.
But why do you?
Because that's what she said after. She said after that, Yaz, after I literally prayed to God for her safety and her health, and I pointed at her and did a little smile. It was a cute little thing. She turns around and she says, I want to murder you.
Never said, I want to murder you. That is sadistic, Ian. You're lying and you're also pretending to
I'm literally going
to
walk out of this podcast if you tell me I'm lying one more time.
Walk out because you are lying. You are a liar. You are a liar and you're not even praying. You are a liar.
Guys.
You are a liar. You are a liar. That is lying to me. Do not put words ever in my mouth, Ian.
This is really hard for me because I feel like he's being passionately, he has his truth and you have your truth.
I believe both of you. That's wild. I would never say that.
I believe both of you.
And he's saying, oh, he's praying for me. Like when he was like, this is what he did. He went,
I know. I saw it. Listen, for everyone that's listening, by the way, there is visuals to this. We record every single show. Head over to YouTube, already canceled. You can see this prayer. You can see Avnisha telling us what's going on. I don't know if I should go after him. And then just, no, I can't.
Let him be because it's actually, I want to
close the door.
He's lying. Like that's not, like I said the Portugal thing, but that wasn't to make him like, one up him about the Portugal thing. Like that was the only thing I said. I was like, oh, I actually have holy water too. That's what I was saying to him. But then he was like, you're trying to one up me. And he started praying for me and then he pointed at me. And then I was like, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, but
he did it three times. And now he's like, I'm claiming to murder him. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Can I tell you what I think is happening here?
Yeah.
And don't get offended or upset with this. Cause I can see, listen. Cause I can see that you're actually very upset at the situation.
Mm.
Because I know inside of you, you truly believe you didn't say it.
Yeah, I didn't. But Kian
also truly believes that you did see it. Kian, come back, because I'm coming to the bottom of this, and I want you guys to hear this. It's very important.
I have nothing else to say.
I know, so stop talking.
All I can say is yes. Okay, look, Nishi, all right, I'll be honest with you. A lot of that list was made up. Yeah, except for the holy water story, and hold on, and and the death threats. Those are the only two things that were actual 100% true. Everything else, I just played on stuff. Don't sit there, Nishi, be sweet little Nishi, and actually lie. Don't lie to the people listening.
I don't want you.
You said to me, I want to murder you. And I said, did you genuinely just think about how you wanted to murder me? You go, no, I didn't think of the act, the action. I just thought of thinking you dead. You said that.
Did you just go outside and think of the whole damn story to bring back to me?
Oh my God. Nah, this is seriously the most. If you're going to sit here and lie to the camera. Oh my gosh. I can't believe she's doing this.
Guys, just
like, I can admit if I'm lying. I can admit it.
Yes, I know. It's just
but
stop.
Even if it was a joke, Nisha, I don't care. It was a joke, whatever. Don't sit there and tell me that you're lying when you literally said that to me twice.
I did not say.
Stop, everyone.
Everyone, stop. This is actually crazy.
Avnisha, just everyone stop for 2 seconds. Can I just tell you what I think has happened?
Yeah.
Because Avnisha, I can see you're very rattled by this. You truly are. And so is Kian.
She's rattled?
And so is Kian. You're both as
I'm in disbelief.
And so is she.
I seriously think of you as like the most honest, truthful person, sweet Avnisha. And I took it as a joke. I think that you were joking. By you saying that you're lying in front of camera makes me think you actually want to murder me.
Just stop.
What the?
Okay.
Okay,
Avnisha,
I thought this was a joke initially, but this is actually getting weird now, Kian. I'm actually being serious.
Avnisha's actually about to cry, and Kian, you're about to cry, so let me tell you what's going on here. You both have your truths, and you both believe it. What has happened is, Avnisha, you might have said something. You might have, right? I'm not saying you did, right? And you've just forgotten. Because you guys are true with the, like, you guys are very, like.
But if I say to someone, I'm going to murder you, like, do you think I'm not going to remember that?
What'd you say then?
Did you say anything along those lines?
I said, I got a holy water from Portugal. Then you started praying for me and you pointed at me and then you thought we were laughing.
What did you say? We laughed and what did you say? You got annoyed and you said something.
Was there anything to do with...
Stop playing this character, Nishi.
Oi, I'm being like dead set serious. Either this is a joke or it isn't, but I'm actually really confused. Like, I'm actually confused right now.
Okay, I don't know why I... Kian, is this a joke? Because...
I don't know.
Are you
laughing?
Lying? I'm in disbelief. I'm in disbelief.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed the last episode of Already Cancelled.
If Yaz has to turn into HR manager,
Well, someone has to.
Yes. For this particular incident, you know that there's a problem going on here. The problem is someone's lying and someone doesn't want it to admit it. I've admitted when I was lying. I'll tell you the truth. I tell the truth every time I come on this podcast. I will tell you if I was lying about something. I'll tell you. I already did. And I won't make jokes and stuff. All this other stuff is a load of shit. Follow him out to that. Of course she's not like that. She's the nicest person. Of course she's not going to say that. But the death threat, it was a joke from her. I know it was a joke.
Avnisha, could it have been anything that you said while you were doing something else that you don't recall? Is it possible?
How can you not recall that you can freaking murder someone?
But look how serious he is.
Is he serious?
He looks like me when I argue with my sister, when she makes some.
Do I need to swear on my children? Do I need to swear on my kids?
One, you should never do that, but you can if you want.
Like, I've been in situations where people have said something and they claim they haven't, but they've truly forgotten they've said it, and it gets me really irritated.
Okay, Kian, if I've said something to, like, honestly, like genuinely.
I'm not even offended by that.
Don't apologize.
Genuinely, don't
apologize. If you apologize, it means you said it.
No, but I'm saying if I've said something that's upset him, then I'm sorry. But
no,
like,
you never upsetted me. It was never an upset. Word.
Can I have some mints, by the way?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
But it never upsetted me. I thought it was funny.
Once again, upset it is not a word.
It never made me upset.
Throw it.
Look, it never made me upset.
I'll be very honest. I still don't know if this is a joke or not. Like, I'll be very honest. Like, I think this is a bit. I'm not sure if this is a bit or this isn't a bit. But I'm genuine. And you've done this to me 100.
I can't wait for the cameras to turn off.
Australia.
I can't wait for the cameras to turn off.
They're not turning off. Australia. What'd I call you, Australia? Avnisha is one of the most truthful people I've ever met in my life.
I know, and this is why. Why do you think I'm reacting like this? I'm so surprised that she can't even admit that she made a joke about killing me.
I can't believe I wasn't in the room for this. I imagine I was, it'd be sorted so quickly.
Because everything in that conversation is true. Everything in the conversation I'm saying is true.
There's a freaking camera.
Yeah, but that's not. There's no audio.
There's no audio? These don't record off air, do they?
It's okay, Nishi.
Any proof at all, guys?
Look. I had God with me when I told you, number one. I literally just said, do I need to swear on my kids? Do I need to?
Would you?
Yes.
Anisha, if he swears on his children's lives, would you?
Once again, you can do it. I said that.
She's trying to call a bluff.
No, I'm not trying to call a bluff. I'm being like genuinely serious. I don't know what's going on. I'm like getting worried. You're actually upset. Like, I don't know.
I am not upset one bit. I'm so shocked that you can't remember saying it. It's either you can't remember saying it. That's the only option. You can't remember literally saying, okay, you know, I want to kill you. Like, oh, I want to murder you. You literally said it like that.
Though. No, but
this is getting.
I can't believe this, Nishi. I can't believe this.
All right, Ken. All right, I'm sorry.
All right. If this never happened, I swear I'm putting myself into a mental asylum. If this never happened, I'm putting myself into a mental asylum.
All right, I'm sorry to say this, Ken. Can you swear on your kids' lives right now?
I swear on both of my kids' lives, Avnisha said this to me.
All right, Avnisha, you've forgotten you've said it. That's the only thing I can come to a conclusion on.
You said it twice.
This is the only thing you've forgotten you said it. It would have just happened like subliminally as a joke and you've forgotten. There's no way Kian just swore on both his children's lives and he's lying. There's no way.
I would never have said that. And like, that's actually, I'm in a bit of a shock right now that you actually like swore on your kids'
honestly,
lives.
Fucking
like,
give her an Oscar. Fucking anyone here that's connected to any movie production, give it to her. Okay. She's the greatest actor I've ever met in my entire life. The greatest I've ever met in my entire life.
I'm being serious. If this was
and there's no problem about it. I took it as an actual joke. I took it as you were saying, oh, and I was like playing off it. That's why I kept on plugging away at the teasing of you. And I was like, oh, it's such a brother-sister friendship we have. I tease her like a brother would tease a sister back and forth and a sister would say the exact same thing back.
This is crazy because I believe both of you. This is insane.
I don't know if this is still a bit or not. Like, this is, I'm actually like at this point,
it's not. This
has he
bit.
Talked? Like, is this like a joke? Because I don't know what's going on.
I've known this gentleman for 11 years. I've known Avnisha.
He's laughing. I don't.
I'm laughing in disbelief.
I've known him for 11 years, Avnisha. This isn't bullshit. He's got his truth. That's 100% his truth. I know you have your truth.
Okay, well,
too.
If I forgot it and I said it, I'm so sorry.
Don't have to apologize. It was a joke.
But do you understand that she's maybe forgotten it? She's not actually.
Of course, I just said it's either she's forgotten it or I'm literally mentally unstable and need to go to an asylum.
She's not trying to gaslight you at all. She actually truly believes
I'm
that it never
so
came
sorry.
Out of her
mouth.
For what?
Well, because clearly I said something that I shouldn't have said. And
no,
I'm so
no,
sorry.
No. You don't have to apologize. You really don't. It's not a problem.
He took it as a joke. He's just dumbfounded that you're saying you didn't say it. Okay. Not, and once again, I'm not saying that. Oh, Kian, I hate you. I hate you.
Nisha,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say anything like that.
No, it was a, you said
I hate you. I'm on Avnisha's side. Fuck you.
What did I do wrong?
No,
the whole thing, you knew I was taking the piss with everything else. The holy water story. I was taking the piss and then we were saying back and forth and you were like, oh, I'll murder you. But like you said it as a joke and I was like, oh, and I was laughing it off like a joke. And I said, oh, how did you think about it? Like think about how you would murder me. You said, no, I just thought how you could be dead. That's all you said to me. You fucking said that. And I laughed and it was so funny.
How dare you make Avnisha cry, you piece of shit.
Oh,
No, it's okay. No, actually, I think like if I said it, then I'm actually sorry. Like,
you don't
I
need to apologize. It was just us bantering, going back and forth and having a laugh.
This has gone from one thing to like a whole nother side. That's why I got really confused.
Can I be honest with you? I swear to God, if you guys are taking the piss out of me right now and this is all a fucking setup, I will murder you both.
We're all suspicious of each other at this point.
This is not happening.
What?
He's so on, like he's being serious. You're crying. This is a bit on me. It has to be. I leave the room. You guys plan this.
I'm talking to you being like, are you in on this with freaking Kian?
No.
This is the weirdest segment we've ever done. I don't know what's going on at this point. I still don't know what's going on. But if anything's been said, we all know, we're all aware.
Hug, both of you hug.
We
right
don't need
now.
To.
No, he said it's here. He like,
there's well, literally no problem at all.
No
I
hugging?
Just was
no.
So shocked that she can't remember this.
You guys fucking hate each other.
Like, this is why I walked out. I walked out because I just was like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe I'm shocked.
Oh
I needed to
God.
Go get air. I was yelling. Everyone turned around and stared at me. I felt embarrassed for a bit. So I quickly ran to the toilet.
Can I just say the promo for this episode is going to be fucking phenomenal.
Phenomenal. I'm still confused what's going on. I'll be very honest.
No, I'll tell you what's going on. You said it.
You know what's going on?
You said it. You forgot.
You know what's
he
going on?
He thought you were lying.
You know what's going on? Crocodile tears.
No. That's not crocodile. Don't fuck
off. Oh, look
off.
At her face. Look at her face.
Don't.
That's a joke.
Okay. Yes.
That's a joke.
Okay, right now I don't know what's a joke or what's not a joke, to be honest.
I told a joke.
Okay.
And we laughed about it and whatever. That's what it was earlier.
So scared. Yeah, it was. Look, if I had said something like, which I honestly I do not recall, but if I'd said something like that, it would have obviously been a joke, and like it would have been
We don't see you thinking you're planning Cian's demise.
Now, can you guys? Can I just bring it back to the point of this segment? How if Nisha tries to one up me? What has she just done?
You did cry.
She I'm just tried sorry. To one-up me again.
I'm sorry for my emotions.
You guys are sick. Can we end the episode on
we'll
that,
We'll see
please?
You next week,
all
everyone.
All right, we'll see you next week.
You guys are good? Everyone's all right?
We'll figure it out.
There's going to be an episode next week?
Of course there'll be an episode next week.
Of course.
Thank God.
God, I'm going to be careful what I say. I don't know what I've said, apparently. Send me to the mental asylum.
Bye, everyone. See ya.
Already cancelled.
If you like the podcast, prove it. Like, share, and subscribe, and don't forget to leave us a cheeky review.